Weekend. It is the Saturday edition of the show, and we're kicking off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free. So go get it, freetalklive.com. Still to come here, Manwich, I don't know how much of it we'll be able to sneak in, but I definitely want to talk about how many billions of hours that Americans spend doing taxes. That's coming up for sure. Also, what about waiters? Specifically, how people treat them. What does that say about their personality? We'll explore that, perhaps, unless you take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Again, the number 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the amplifier-only line and bureaucrat in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, bureaucrat, what's on your mind?
I just spent 3 weeks in New Hampshire on the government's tab.
Wasting
extraordinary amounts of money, but boy, it was fun.
What was the excuse to go there?
What?
What was your excuse? I mean, how did you get the government to pay for the trip?
Employment in the area.
He does. He's very evasive about what sort of bureaucrat he is.
That's true. Are you looking to transfer to a different bureaucracy?
Same bureaucracy, just different location.
I see. That's right. You're a federal bureaucrat. You're as I recall, you're a Department of Defense bureaucrat.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Very good.
So, and I still have plenty of that there.
So any highlights? I was going to say, any highlights from the trip?
Oh, yeah. I met up with a bunch of Free State Project members, and they're doing a great job there. I was amazed with the state. The people there are beautiful. A lot of them are, you know, really fed up with what's happening to the state right now. There's quite an influx of socialists coming in right now. It's everything they can do to just stem the tide.
Right.
And the economy is booming there. I just think it's be a great place to move regardless of whether or not you want to become an activist, and I'm planning on getting there as soon as I can.
That's fantastic.
I had one little sad story. I was doing some snowboarding in the area. I went up to Maine, and while I was up there, somebody stole my wallet and all the cash out of it. And I had freetalklive.com written on all the bills and worthless paper written on the heads of the presidents.
Right.
So if anybody sees any of that circulating around, post it on the BBS.
It could be the thief. But you know, you wouldn't know. There'd be no way to tell. But that's cool, man. We didn't know you. Do you stamp it or do you write freetalklive.com on there?
Oh, I was just writing it on it.
I actually just got another stamp in the mail today.
Thing to do.
I've got two money stamps. Says Pro Liberty Talk Radio, www.freetalklive.com. We stamp every bill that comes through our hands with these things, man.
It's a great thing to do.
Yeah, and they're cheap too. You can get a stamp online for $10 at eBay. Hey, thanks for the call.
There's one other thing I really wanted to get in.
Go.
I think we might have some problems if we're going to be approaching the whole Free State Project from a statewide angle.
Hmm.
I would love to see the first 1,000 geared more towards, you know, maybe focusing on one part of the state, one city, one county, something like that.
Well, that's not going to happen with the first 1,000 program. Essentially, what the first 1,000 program is it's an encouragement for existing Free State Project members and new members to sign up and pledge to be one of the first 1,000 of the 20,000 members. And there's only about 7,000 members so far, but to be the first 1,000 that moves sooner rather than later. Manwich and I, we're both first 1,000 members. But they're not going to change the first 1,000 pledge because we want to get people into the state all over the state, because if we just focus on one area, it'll just make it so less people will sign up for the pledge. Nonetheless, I agree with what you're saying, is to kind of concentrate our efforts into one area. And I think that since Free Talk Live is moving, hopefully, if all goes as planned, we're probably going to be moving into the Keene area. You know, hopefully the fact that we're there will help draw extra people just naturally to that area. So as far as I see it, Keene's kind of like the hot spot, because that's where all of the pro-liberty activists, the names really are. You know, you got your Lauren Canario down in down in Connecticut. She's moving to the Keene area. Russell and Kat, who've been arrested two or three times doing civil disobedience in the state, they live there. Dave, who calls in on the show all the time. So it's really where all the superstars, in my opinion, are at. So with that in mind, bureaucrat, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Now, we're talking about this Free State Project thing, and if you're just tuning in here to hour number three, you're probably thinking, well, what's all that about?
What the heck is the Free State Project?
Huh? Why don't you explain it, man? What is it?
Free State Project is a movement to move 20,000 people to one state. In this case, the state is New Hampshire. For the purpose of being activists for liberty.
That's right, because we all have different issues that are really important to us. I mean, there's 20,000, this is supposed to be 20,000 people, so not everybody's going to agree on everything.
No.
But one, the overarching principle that we all agree on is that government is way too big, and it needs to be cut way down to size. Just drastically, a fraction of the current size that it is. We want to get government out of people's lives, and there's a Libertarian Party which has been around for over three decades, and they really haven't done too much around the country, and their performance has been lackluster, and one of the reasons is because they're so diluted. I mean, if you go to your local Libertarian Party meetings, if there's even a meeting to go to, you're lucky if you run into five people, and they all just sit around and they chat about politics. They don't actually get out, for the most part, and do things. There are exceptions. There are some performers out there, some superstar Libertarian parties around the country, but for the most part, man, there's nothing going on for liberty in America. So the idea is to get all these people that want to make a difference, that want to be activists for liberty, to all move together to the same state. It's essentially the second American Revolution, as we like to call it. It's a migration for liberty. It's people that are so fed up with the government interfering in their lives that they're willing to pull up their roots and move their families, move their lives, move their businesses, take their abilities up to the same place, get together, and make a difference.
You know, it's as far as I can tell, it's the only way this is going to work. It's the only
liberty
way.
You mean?
Yeah. I don't see the government is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, the Republicans and Democrats are sure not going to bring liberty back anytime soon.
You can vote for whomever you'd like to vote for, and it's just not working. You can be an activist, and people ignore you. The only way to do it is to get enough people in one place that care enough to do something about it, and this is how it's going to happen.
What's the number for the Free State Project?
1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or you can just go and visit them on the web at freestateproject.org.
And we're not just talking about this because they're our sponsor. We're members of the Free State Project.
We've been members longer than they've been sponsors.
Exactly. Our number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. In fact, let's go to the tax thing, man, which this is the number that I look for every year.
Yeah.
They find it so interesting. $6 billion. 6 billion hours.
6 billion man hours, or, you know, people hours.
According to Reason.com's Jacob Sullum, since I was planning a two-week trip to Israel this month, I considered applying for an extension of the deadline for my filing of his income tax return. As will soon become apparent, this was something that I'd never done before. As it turns out, you can put off doing your taxes for up to 6 months, but you still have to pay your taxes by April 17th. That's news to me. I didn't know that. To pay your taxes, however, you have to do your taxes. For instance, run the numbers to determine how much you know.
Right.
You could guess, but there's a penalty for guessing wrong.
At least guessing low.
Then I noticed that you can get an automatic 2-month extension with no application or payment required if, on the regular date of your return, you are out of the country. And I thought, this is the extension for me. I was wrong. Although I would literally be out of the country, I would not be legally out of the country.
What does that mean?
Not only is being abroad not enough to place you out of the country, I discovered, but you can be legally out of the country even if you're actually in the United States on the filing deadline. Does it make sense yet?
No.
I already had a headache, and I hadn't even begun working on my return. Which reminds me of a riddle. How is a mugger different from the Internal Revenue Service?
I don't know.
Both take your money, but the mugger doesn't make you fill out forms. Every year, the Tax Foundation calculates the cost of this added indignity. Since it's hard to put a dollar figure on annoyance and anxiety, the Washington-based think tank sticks to estimating the time involved in keeping records and completing returns. And the 2005 result is 6 billion hours. The group's analysts multiply these hours by the average hourly compensation for the professional tax preparers or for the share of tax preparers, taxpayers who file their own returns. The average hourly compensation for U.S. workers. The resulting figure represents the cost of complying with the federal income tax, which the Tax Foundation projects will be, well, a lot more than $6 billion.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you what that number is coming up. 800-259-9231. How much do we spend to comply with the taxes? Not how much we spend in taxes. That's another number completely. This is how much we spend just to do all the forms and fill them out correctly and get them sent in, and how much hours we've spent on them. It's insanity. We'll share it with you on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the show. We're here live with you. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
It is the April 15th edition, and so we're talking taxes, of course. Now, from what I'm told, the tax due date is actually April 17th this year, which would be Monday. So I believe you have until midnight on Monday to actually turn in your taxes, but I am not an expert, so don't take my word for it. Nonetheless, we're talking taxes, and we're going to give you the number of dollars.
You don't even pay them, so how could you possibly be an expert?
I paid last year, but that was my last year. I'm sick of it. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about people that... I want to hear from people that have stopped paying taxes. I want to hear why you stopped paying taxes. I want to hear how long you have not been paying taxes, and if there have been any consequences for you. The number, 1-800-259-9231. I know you're out there.
Yep.
You don't have to give your real name. That's fine. 1-800-259-9231. Also, on the other side of the coin... I would like to hear from people that think that taxes are just great. You love paying taxes. In fact, you wish you could pay more taxes. I know there aren't very many of you out there, but you do exist. 1-800-259-9231. So we want to hear from all of you. Now, we're going to give you the number here in a moment. The first number we gave you last segment was $6 billion. That was the amount of hours that was spent in this year, people doing their taxes. 6 billion hours in America.
Mm.
And we're going to give you the number of dollars that
that's a lot of people doing a lot of work.
We're going to give you the number of dollars that that translates to. In fact, we're going to do it right now. According to Reason.com, $279 billion is what will be spent this year on complying with the federal income tax. Now, that's not what
they're spending over $3 trillion. They're spending more than they're getting.
They're spending more than they're getting? Wait, I missed your point.
The Congress is spending more than that.
Congress is spending more than $279 billion? Of course Congress is spending more than $279 billion. What?
Why in the world?
Your point.
The point is, you said $279 billion. The budget is $3.1 trillion.
Right. The budget's actually $2.7
trillion. I'm sorry. $2.7 trillion?
The proposed budget for 2006 is $2.7 trillion.
I read $3.1. Must have been including
other
things.
We talked about it last night.
Okay.
But wait, how does that have anything to do with the $279 billion that's being spent on tax compliance?
Oh, on tax compliance. I'm sorry. I thought that's what they were going to be taking in. I got confused.
No. $279 billion is the amount that we are spending. That's what that 6 billion hours translates into. The amount spent not just with you and your wife doing your taxes, which takes several hours. That's factoring that in. It's also factoring in all the accountants out there. It's factoring in your H&R Blocks and paying them and the amount of hours that they spend. It's just a total calculation of the amount of money that's essentially flushed down the drain. Here, this is wasted money. This is money that could normally be going to buying products and services that actually provides people with benefits. I mean, this is $279 billion that we could be spending on something else. And I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, you can bring up anything. We had Phil on the line. Phil, if you want to dial back in, we were going to get to your call about the death penalty. Anything goes on Free Talk Live. That's how it works. So, Manwich, there you go. 6 billion hours, $279 billion. According to Reason.com, that amounts to 22 cents for every dollar collected is what we spend. We spend 22 cents for every dollar collected just to spend the dollars, just to send them the dollars.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
22% of it's just compliance.
And about the same, it's about the same as in 2005, but up 14 cents from 1990. Up from 14 cents in 1990. And the compliance burden does not include the costs associated with litigating tax disputes, operating the IRS, and the U.S. Tax Court, or tax planning aimed at minimizing liability. So there's a lot of numbers that weren't even factored into that $279 billion. Not surprisingly, compliance costs have increased as the tax code has become more complicated. The number of words dealing with the income taxes in the Internal Revenue Code and IRS regulations rose nearly tenfold between 1955 and 2005, from 718,000 words back in 1955 to more than 7 million words.
Wow.
Now, we were talking about this in hour number one. How is it possible for anyone in America,
any accountant, anything,
to be even familiar with a fraction of the laws in this country? And it is impossible, yet all we ever hear from the lawyers and the judges and the bureaucrats out there is, the ignorance of the law is no excuse.
And they just keep on writing more laws.
It is an excuse.
They don't even read them.
It is an excuse. It's just not an excuse that works with them. Because they're just a band of thugs. They're a band of intruders that wants to intrude in your life and take your wealth, which you worked hard to create. Everybody that does taxes is somebody who's a productive member of the economy. There's somebody who's got a job. There's somebody who's providing a service to people who are voluntarily purchasing it from them. It takes hours out of our week to do this work. We spend our lives trying to make our lives more comfortable, trying to gain more wealth so we can be better off in the future and pass something on to our family members down the line, hopefully. And the government just sucks it off. They just take and take and take, and we keep putting up with it. You know, what I'd like to know is how long you're going to keep putting up with it. Because I stopped last year.
Well, going to prison isn't exactly it's not a great thing, and the government will definitely put you in prison.
No, they will not definitely put you in prison. There are plenty of people in America that have not been paying taxes for years, and nobody's ever done anything. What they will definitely do, Manwich, is they will pick out people here and there, like Willie Nelson, especially big names, especially Hollywood, you know, stars, like a Willie Nelson, where they can say, look what we're doing to Willie. He didn't pay his taxes, and look, we're sticking it to him.
He's too stoned to pay taxes.
You see my point?
Yes.
They're not going after the little guys. They're going after the ones they can make an example of. They're going after the Irwin Schiffs. They're going after, you know, the tax freedom advocates, the ones that are the most vocal about it. The fact is, there's millions of Americans that don't pay taxes. There's millions of them that don't, that haven't for years. And if you're one of them, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But it really makes me angry, man, which that we work hard to make money. And so do you. I mean, we don't work that hard. We're doing radio. We sit behind microphones.
This is easy.
You know, there's guys out there that are laying brick. There's guys out there that and women out there that are working server jobs at restaurants. I mean, busting butt to bring home a few bucks at the end of the night. And then they have it taken from them. And taken at gunpoint. Because if you don't pay, there is that small chance that they will come after you.
Yeah, and if they're going to try to put you in jail. And if you don't want to go to jail, if you say, I've done nothing wrong, all I'm doing is not participating in your robbery. Well, if you try to defend yourself, those cops are going to shoot you.
And that's why everybody's so scared, is because there are the examples here and there throughout time of the people they have gone after. And everybody's heard the stories. Everybody knows that the IRS is scary, and you know, you don't want to get audited by the IRS. They're so big and scary and powerful. But no, they're not that powerful. They're just a government bureaucracy. And even some people would argue it's not even a government bureaucracy, but we're not going to get into that. But they're just a group of people. And as far as I'm concerned, they're a group of people, a group of strangers that I don't know. Because I don't know anybody that's in the IRS. I've never contracted with any of them. I don't want to deal with them. But yet they're going to send me an invoice that I have to fill out and figure out how much I have to pay on. Essentially, this is a group of strangers that sends you paperwork every year saying, hey, look at all these rules. You got to follow them and write stuff in these boxes and then send us a check.
They don't even send the paper. You've got to go out and get the paper.
Who are these people, and why is it that they think that they rule us? Why is it that we are so cowardly in this country that we allow this to continue? Do you feel like you're getting benefits from your taxes? Again, I want to hear from somebody that loves to pay taxes. 800-259-9231. I also want to hear from people that haven't been paying taxes for a long time. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free number 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. And by the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 1,200 users. We've got 96,000 plus posts for you to surf around through. You get interactive with the other listeners of the show, and it's free. It's fun. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all there. BBS.freetalklive.com. We'll take you straight to it. That's BBS. freetalklive.com. So I want to hear from all kinds of tax-related subjects. It is April 15th. What better time to talk about it, right?
Right.
If you are for taxes, if you love to pay your income taxes, share with us. 800-259-9231. There are people like that out there. Not very many of them, but they're out there. If you're somebody that hasn't paid income taxes in a long time, we want to hear from you. What have you faced? Has the IRS even called? Have they sent any mail to you at all? I mean, are you in touch with them, or have they just forgotten about you? 1-800-259-9231. Or just rant. You know, you've spent hours doing taxes. I know you said your wife has spent 3 hours a night for the past month or something like that, something crazy.
Some incredible number.
On taxes. Maybe you have had it up to here, and you just want to complain. You just want to rant about it. We're here for you. We go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Well, just relate a short story here. I have an older brother who in the early 80s was involved in a tax protest movement.
Oh, yeah?
And they decided to make an example of him.
Ooh.
And he ended up spending a year in what I would call federal housing.
Federal housing? Was it a minimum security prison?
Yeah, he was. They put him in prison. Of course, they wanted their money, so you know, he had a job and everything. So it was work release.
I see.
So you know, he got to go work his job and pay him off and everything. But myself and some other family members, I mean, we kicked in a lot of money to get a good attorney for him because, yeah, you know, he was married and had six small children, and you know, to try and ease the financial burden. But
sure. So he spent a year.
Yeah, they will go after the everyday person.
Sure they will. However, there's millions of people that don't file, so it's, you know, the odds are against the fact that they're going to go after you, and the fact that they do go after everyday people does scare enough people into compliance that they keep getting, you know, they keep getting money. But I mean, can you imagine what would happen if, you know, 20% of the current taxpayer base actually had the courage to do what your brother did and not pay taxes? What would they do about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be an interesting day.
Well, that's what America needs to do is rediscover its courage, because right now everybody's so scared of the IRS, they're so scared of the government, and you know, it's because we've been indoctrinated. I'm guilty of using these terms. You used it just a moment ago, Glenn. They wanted their money. No. The government it's not their money. It's our money that they take from us.
Well, you know what else? When he was in prison, they also required him to get psychological counseling.
Really?
Psychological counseling for not paying his taxes?
Yeah.
He's not a good little citizen. He needs more brainwashing.
Right, he needs to be properly brainwashed.
Government schools didn't work on him. Great call, Glenn. Thanks for it, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, this fellow said that he went to psychological counseling. It sounds to me like a communist China or the old Soviet Union or something.
Re-indoctrination.
Like that. Man, oh man, that's we're losing it. These people better hope for folks like me.
What do you mean?
Well, one of the things that happened with tax resisters, when people sit on a jury, they get a little bit jealous. They're kind of coveting their neighbor's goods.
Mm.
They want something better than they had. But the big thing to me, they're a little bit jealous. And
they're jealous of the fact that the person who's being tried for tax charges had the courage to not pay, and they're a bunch of cowards, and so they want to make them pay because, well, he didn't pay his fair share. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but in their mind, in all fairness to the jurors, they're not thinking of it in that terms. They've been trained to respect the so-called respect authority, you know, just to follow along.
Right.
They're saying in their minds, geez, I have to pay. Why the heck don't they have to pay? People need to jump over the damn line. Get off the damn believing authority thing that you've been with all along. Give somebody a break.
You're right.
In other words, what I'm trying to say is, if you have a chance to sit on a jury, and there's one of these cases that come up, don't sit there and think, geez, they got away with something I didn't dare to do, and I'm jealous of that. They need people like me who are going to say, damn it, the only reason that I didn't do it was because I was afraid, because these people had badges, and they had guns, and they had jails that they were going to put me in. You know what you need to do? Celebrate that person. If you get a chance to be on that jury, celebrate that, because these are the people that are freeing you.
They're heroes.
They're going to free this damn country. There's people like Cat and Russell up here in New Hampshire. You know, there's people, not just to name them, but there's people that are doing this. And guess what? I may not have the balls to do all this stuff, but I'm doing what I can do. And if I sit on a damn jury, all of these people, guess what I'm going to say when I'm a juror? These people are going home.
Absolutely.
They're going home to their families.
You know what I'd like to see, John? It's a simple vision, and I think it's possible. You know, when we finally get Free State Project members moving into New Hampshire, up there with you, people that feel the same way, people that are ready to make a stand for liberty, that are ready to face the potential consequences, because there could be consequences. But the people that have the courage to do that, I want to move them up there and have them, have them actually stop paying taxes. And then, of course, if some consequences do come, have people like you and I get behind them. The people that aren't being persecuted, get behind them. Go to the courtrooms. Have rallies in their support. And better than that, you know, if we can get some free state-minded people, some liberty-minded people, more liberty-minded people into the state house and the state senate, we could theoretically pass some sort of state law that says, like a proclamation, if you will, you know, from here on out, anybody in New Hampshire that wants to stop paying federal income taxes, the state will help protect them. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I sure do. But
I think having the state announce something like that would give a lot of people the confidence that they really want to have.
Yeah. Ian, it's a matter of conscience. It's a matter of principle. People need to not be jealous. And, you know, for people who are Christians, good solid Christians, stop coveting what your neighbor has. Stop demanding from others what they have. Stop even wanting it. Stop coveting it.
As far as the jury goes,
it's not just New Hampshire. It's a frame of mind, and we're going to do it in New Hampshire, and
absolutely,
we are going to win. But
well,
other states, people
do,
who are in other states, need to adopt that frame of mind. Stop following.
Absolutely. What we're going to do in New Hampshire, John, is we are actually going to set the example for the rest of the country. We'll show them. We'll show them that liberty works, and then they'll either come along or they won't. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Yep.
800-259-9231. He's right. It's an obedience to authority mentality that we have in this country. It needs to be broken. And nobody out there is talking about this on national radio except for Free Talk Live. Nobody.
It seems like people will do anything. I mean, is all you have to do is go to the airport and watch those people standing in line with their shoes in their hands?
They really will do anything.
And you'll realize that people will do anything the authorities tell them to do.
All you have to do is go buy yourself a snazzy uniform, get a badge, and then you can pretend like you're an authority. You can probably get people to do things for you. 800-259-9231. We've told stories. We've had reports about guys calling restaurants, pretending like they're the cops, just claiming it on the phone and getting people to get naked. just crazy stuff. It's obedience. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Still want to hear from someone that loves to pay taxes. Because I've done tax day protests before, Manwich. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But first, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have archives if you have missed a moment of the show. And if you're somebody that's listening on a Saturday night on a radio station, you probably have missed the week's, you know, the Monday through Friday show, because
sure,
most of our Saturday affiliates aren't on for our weekday show yet. So if you want to hear those shows, go to freetalklive.com. We got them all archived for you right there on the front page of the website. They're free, freetalklive.com. So I've done tax day protests over the past several years. Sometimes I've been alone, usually with a honk if you hate taxes sign, something like that. I have little quizzes that I give out to people as they're coming out and going into the post office. Usually that's where you want to do it. If you're doing a tax day protest, great place to do it is at the post office, because typically that's where a lot of traffic is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the media will show up.
And that's where they drop off the taxes.
Exactly. So in doing these protests, you come across all kinds of different people. You come across people that are fed up with their taxes, most people. And then you come across the occasional person that drives past you and is pulling out of the post office. And I'm standing there on the corner, and they roll down the window of their Lexus and yell out, "You know, I pay my taxes, and I like it. I wish I could pay more taxes." And those are the kind of people that I want to hear from tonight. You're out there. 1-800-259-9231. I know you're out there because I've talked to you before.
Why would anybody want to pay more taxes?
Because they feel like they get some benefit from it. There are people that will make the claim that, well, you should pay taxes because you benefit from the services.
They're not services. Services are something that someone does for you voluntarily.
You benefit from these services.
What services? Name a service.
The military.
The military isn't a service. The military
but you benefit.
Is something I have to pay for.
But you benefit. You're being protected.
I am not. Maybe perhaps their existence protects me, but we haven't fought a war in the defense of this nation since the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I'm just playing a role. I don't really know. I mean, I'm trying to think myself. I was trying to think during the break, gosh, is there any federal program, is there any federal government bureaucracy that I'm even remotely interested in? Is there any sort of federal service? See if there is. I mean, the IRS, not a service I want to have a part
of. I mean, can I opt out of these services?
Social Security, don't want to have a part of that.
Because, you know, if I have somebody, say, clean my house, I get to choose each time they come in mm-hmm. whether or not they can clean my house.
That's right.
That's voluntary service. The rest of the stuff the government gives me, not voluntary. These people thought it was a good idea to have a military or a good idea to have welfare.
You'll take it and you'll like it.
A good idea to have Social Security. And if I don't want it, they're going to put me in jail.
That's right.
That's not service. That's slavery.
Yeah.
Sorry, slavery.
Because the reason why it's slavery is if you're working your job, and somebody, if I'm coming to you and pointing a gun at you and saying, man, which you're going to have to start giving me your paycheck. In fact, give me all your paycheck. Just give me half your paycheck. I'll take half of your paycheck and I'll let you live. You've become my slave.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if it's half, 30%, or 2%. The fact is, there's somebody threatening you in order to separate you from your hard-earned money.
I'll stop complaining if it goes down to 2%. I'll stop complaining if it's down to 10%. It doesn't make any sense to me that the Bible tells me that God wants 10% of my money and that the government should be able to ask for anything more than 9.9%. Otherwise, the government's more important than God.
They're not asking, though. They're
not asking.
You.
They're taking it from me.
That's right.
That shows me that the government's of the devil.
In the case of most Americans, they take it before they even get it. It comes out of their paycheck via withholding. And most Americans, I think, are kind of oblivious to the amount of money that's being stolen from them. I got an email in from one of our program directors. She was listening to the show the other day at KGEZ in Montana. And she emailed during the show when we were talking about taxes, and she pointed out that one of her employees at the radio station is getting she was doing her payroll right then as she was listening. She says, well, one employee is getting a $650 paycheck, but I have to take $100 out for taxes, so the only amount they're going to get from that is $550. But then she pointed out that she's also paying $65 on her side of things for Social Security, for instance.
Right.
So really, the total amount of money that they were supposed to get was something like $720.
Sure.
But they were only seeing $550 of it.
Yep.
And most people, when they get their paycheck, they open it up because it's Friday. Every 2 weeks, you get paid, and it's exciting. You get money. They open it up, and they don't really look that hard at the part about the taxes because it hurts. You know, it hurts to look at that part.
I never look at it.
Right. It's there. You can examine it all you want to.
Well, I know I'm going to get it back at the end of the year.
Okay.
I haven't paid any real taxes in years.
And a lot of people get it back at the end of the year. But my point is, they don't even pay attention.
Yeah.
They don't even realize the fact that they're getting, you know, a third of their paycheck taken away.
Most people pay a big old chunk of their pay in income tax. And the average person pays somewhere between 45 and 65% of their wages in taxes. Now, I'm not just talking
total
about income
taxes.
I'm talking about all taxes.
Right.
But that's it's a huge sum of money. Can you imagine how our economy would prosper right now?
It's unimaginable.
Cut these taxes in half, in quarters, get rid of them?
Our economy would boom like you would not believe. The amount of the burden that this is, that these taxes take on our economy is tremendous. In fact, it's difficult to calculate. Because if you can get to keep all of the money that you earn, or 98% of the money that you earn, that means that you are the one spending that money,
mm-hmm.
or saving that money, or giving that money away in the ways that you think are best. And that works so much better. Sure, the government's going to take that money and spend it too, but they don't do it as good as you. They don't do it as well because they don't have the same incentives. They didn't earn it. It's not their money. They don't care how they spend that money. And people continue to pay. 1-800-259-9231. Are you going to stop? If so, why? If not, why? Are you someone that likes to pay taxes? Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is toll-free. The number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, though, so if you want to get your call in, now's the time to do it. And you can bring up anything, as always, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, and experience our website for free. Unlike all those other talk shows, we give you our archives, we give you the wiki, we give you live streaming, we give you the bulletin board system. It's all free, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we're on the air 6 nights a week promoting freedom and liberty, real liberty, well, consider supporting the show via the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and we're asking for $3 a month. If you can't afford it, well, don't worry about it. Keep taking stuff for free. Go ahead, freetalklive.com. But if you like us and you want to support us, amp.freetalklive.com is where you can learn more about the AMP program. It's simple. You send us money, we turn it into advertising promotion for the show. We get on more radio stations with it. We get more Internet listeners out of it, and it's working.
And there's little benefits for our club.
There's perks. That's right. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in line. You get access to classic archives and more. Plus, when we reach our goal, we'll cut back on commercial time by 25%. Seriously. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. So we've been talking about taxes all hour long, or most of the hour, today. And it's appropriate enough. It is April 15th. And I've had enough. I've had it. I'm done, Manwich.
Done.
I'm done with the tax thing.
You're not going to do it anymore.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, you've been saying it for quite some time that you're not going to pay, and now's the...
I'll still pay my property taxes. because I don't want them to come take, you know, I don't want them to come take my house. And the local government's more likely to make a move on something like that, I think, than the IRS would be. But I think that, you know, people out there, if you're tired of this government spending your hard-earned money on stupid crap like the Museum of Glass in Tacoma, the Stanley Theater in Utica, this from Reason.com's article, these are some of the pork projects that they're spending money on this year.
The Museum of Glass.
Just lavishing your money on people that didn't earn it.
Yep.
And lavishing it on bureaucrats, federal bureaucrats, local and state bureaucrats, people that don't provide any sort of service whatsoever. They just suck off of the economy, they suck off of your productivity, and they give us nothing in return. They take, and I've had it.
You know, people can talk all the crap they want about Walmart. At least they exchange goods for money.
That's right. You go there voluntarily. Let's go to Joe in these remaining moments. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Joe.
I just had a comment that I thought you might appreciate.
Yes, sir.
And that's that I wish the government would fix the amount of taxes that they take. Just say, we will take 15%, 20%, some reasonable percentage. But these legislators, on a whim, they can say, you know what? We need more money. We'll take this much more. You know, I wish I could go to my employer and say, you know what? I'm not making ends meet. I need more money. You're going to give me 25% more starting now.
Yeah, every year you could do that. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be great.
It would be a step in the right direction, but if they did fix the number, they'd fix it at like 60% or something.
And then they'd change it. They'd say, okay, we're going to fix it again for another year. Thanks for the call, Joe. We're out of time, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. And it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You know, if you own a business and you're somebody that's withholding tax dollars from your employees, I really encourage you to find 3 to 5 other business owners that feel the same way that you do, that are sick of taxes, and make a pact, man. Make a pact and agree to stop withholding and agree to back each other up if somebody goes after you for it. Because it's the business owners. If they stop following the rules, things would change.
Look at WeThePeople.org.
That's right. We're done for tonight. We will be back Monday, same time, same place. Join us online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.